You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hold on. Go like that, John. All right, we've got a lot of logistical stuff going on here. Pat, Preston, thank you so much for helping me. Preston is a student from the University of Florida. We've got John Reimer on. John is a expert in residential, I'm told. John Reimer, he's with Reimer Strategies, Inc. What's your strategy, John?
I work with builders and developers on residential projects.
What role do you play?
I'm usually the guy that does the feasibility, so I'm the front-end guy that tells you pace, price, all those kind of things.
Oh, boy, am I going to break your chops. I used to do feasibility studies with Laventhal and Horwath back in the day. You know Owen?
No.
Oh, I used to do them with Laventhal. I did Pleasure Island. I'm so old that the deals that I've done are already been redeveloped. So great. Well, this is terrific. So you can tell me what's going on in housing.
Well, what's happening is we've got an affordability issue. But beyond that, all the different things are lining up for, I would say, 2 to 3 years of good, solid growth. We continue to have a lag between new households being created and the number of housing permits that are being started. When that happens over a 4 or 5 year period, you're going to have a shortfall in housing, and that's what you're seeing right now. Inventory is very low. People are looking for the value that's out there, and the only thing that's keeping them away is rising prices.
Well, what I've seen is I do a lot of in-town urban housing, and it's an affordability issue, like you said. In fact, we just had the head of the Urban Land Institute on, and he talked about how it was a big political issue. I know in Miami, all the rich people live on the east, and all the people that work for them live on the west and live north, and it creates an incredible traffic crush. You're from Tampa. How are they addressing that in Tampa?
Well, it's the same place everywhere. You drive till you qualify. And when you say that, people need to understand that what we've got to do is make this a more homogenous situation where we have good types of houses in all sectors of each metro area.
Well, one of the real barriers to that is that people have incomes in their building. And boy, I had a struggle to say that to be politically correct. How about different people a block away?
I'm not suggesting that we can be totally homogenous with different incomes, totally different incomes in the same building, but the idea that quadrants have a mix of housing uses and price, I think, is a thing of the past. We have to look beyond that because these are the play on a more eclectic, particularly millennials. Millennials like eclectic neighborhoods that we have in Tampa. This river has turned out to be one of the most eclectic amenities that we can have. People of all ages and incomes enjoy it, and that's what they want. So we need to find different ways to get people of different stratas all in harmonious.
See, I was an urban pioneer in the 80s. I lived in Hyde Park. I worked in Hyde Park Village in an office, and I would walk across the street and have lunch. How has that experiment worked?
Well, it's basically worked okay. It has to be updated. It's funny you say that. In the 80s, I was down on Brickell Avenue working in Miami, trying to get the, well, I was general development, and then, yeah, GDC. So.
Oh, you really have seen it all.
Oh, absolutely. So, but we were trying to provide affordable housing back then.
Well, that was a big problem, and you still had to go, like you said, drive till you qualify, and I like that terminology. I'll see you at dinner, right? All right, great. Out front, I'll meet you out front in a few minutes. I'm just doing a little business here, folks. I hope you don't mind. Now, John, what are a couple of good takeaways that we can leave the folks with, because we've only got a couple minutes left?
Well, I think housing demand is still really, really good. I don't see any clouds on the horizon. Now, certain events can always come up that are that you're not expecting for. But I think if somebody's looking for a good 24 to 36 months out, housing demand is still there. Once we continue to create more households than we create new housing units, demand is going to be solid.
We all know that new housing units and new household formation is the driver for the U.S. economy.
When you got good jobs, you're going to have new households. And when you got new households, you can need new housing. So,
John, if people want to get a hold of you, they want to learn what you know, they want to get your input on their projects, how do they find you?
Reimer Strategies, reimerstrategies.com.
Got a phone number for the Jets fans. You got to go slow.
Okay, 404-909-5799.
John Reimer from Reimer Strategies, a man who can tell you what your household needs. Thank you so much for being on the show today, John.